Okay, today is Daf Kuf Aleph. No, it's not. Today's Daf Kuf Beis. Today's Daf Kuf Beis. We'll go back to Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, the second to bottom line. Okay? Second to bottom line on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Tanan. What? Exactly. Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah, in our Mishnah. Hanosei Yatzei Isha, if somebody marries a woman, Upaska Imo Lozan Es Bita Chameishanim, and he promises to support her daughter. His stepdaughter, her daughter, for 5 years, Chayev Lazona Chameishanim. He has to support her for 5 years. Now, my love, aren't we talking about Kihai Gavna? Aren't we talking about this case? What case? Aren't we talking about a case where the Baal gave a shtar to the Isha in front of Edim and wrote that he's Makabal on himself to support her daughter for 5 years, but he didn't make a Kenyan? Right? He didn't make a Kenyan. Why? Because if he wrote a shtar and made a Kenyan, then what's the hak? He wrote a shtar and made a Kenyan. So what, you don't keep your promise? You made a promise. So obviously, we're talking about a situation where he didn't do that. Where he didn't. Maybe he wrote a shtar, but it wasn't signed. There's no Kenyan. And yet, what do you see? Everybody gave it over in front of Edim. And this is a raya, right? So what do you see from here? Like Rabbi Yochanan, who held yesterday, right? That a giving over a shtar in front of Edim is making me yourself chayiv, right? So the Gemara answers, lo. No, it's not talking about lo, no. We're not talking about that. Bishtare pisikta. We're talking about a shtar pisikta. What's a shtar pisikta? And the Ram Shif explains, even though a shtar pisikta, kinder of Gidl amar Rav, like Rav Gidl said the name of Rav, kinder of Gidl, damer of Gidl amar Rav, kama atano se lebincha, how much the parents sit down, how much are you giving for your son? Kach v'kach, so and so. V'kama atanos lebitcha, how much are you giving for your daughter? Kach v'kach, so and so. Amdu v'kidshu, they got up and they made a kiddushin, v'kidshu, kanu, it works. Hein hein hadvarim haniknin ba'amira. This is something that can be nikne just with words. What's with words?
You said I'm going
to myself. Right, look at Rashi on top. Hachasan v'hakala. The chasan and the kala. Poskin tanoim shebeneihem. They explain, they talk about all the deal, all the conditions of their between them. Bifnei edim. V'edim chosmin edus gemura. And the edim sign. Where are they signing? The im tomar im kain myla memra. So then, what's the chiddush? Itzrich kivon kigon deleka kinyan. There's no kinyan. Ella dvarim. It's just talking. Vashmiinan kidrav gidol delo boy kinyan. You don't need a kinyan.
We do make a kinyan.
What?
We do a kinyan.
One second. We'll get 1 second. So that's what's going on. He told his wife at the tanayim, all right, I'll support your daughter. So there is no shtar. There's no shtar. Now, you might want to write a shtar so that you can collect from the chasim mishubadim, says the Rav Shif. But you don't have to do that. You don't need a shtar. Why? Because these are things that are nikne ba'amira. Why exactly can it be nikne ba'amira? Why? What's different than a shidduch than anything else? So on the base, we're sort of going to answer that question.
Doesn't seem that's what Rashi said. Rashi is saying, chasim ha'kala poiskin tenoim
shenayim. Exactly, they're making a bowl. So, Bifnei Edim. What?
But Edim.
What? Yeah, but I'm not sure I don't know what those words mean.
Well, it seems to me if the Edim Chayshin means they sign something, it's a star.
Right, then what's the
But there's no Kenyan.
There's no Kenyan.
There's no Kenyan at all. It's just we sat down at the table, we shook hands. No Kenyan.
But it's not just shook hands, it's signed.
What? The Edim signed. The Edim wrote down. This is what they agreed to. But there's no Kenyan.
Typically, it's not binding. If you write, I'm giving you $1,000.
No, it's not binding. You have to make a document.
Yeah, they made that.
Right? But this is something that can be given over by Amira. What? What can be given over by Amira? A shidduch. I once heard that's why an engagement party is called a vart. What is a vart? A vart means a word.
Everybody's given that word.
Because hein hein advar, Amira. A shidduch is just with words. So that's why it got called a vort. Think about it. What does a vort mean? What does a vort mean? The word vort. Where's a word? What does that have to do with shidduch? Nothing. Exactly. It answers everything. I once heard that. I don't know if that's true. Makes sense.
Right.
Oh, you heard that also?
What do they call it?
Makes sense.
What? What do they call it in Israel? I don't know.
They call it a
tanoim. What?
I'm serious.
They call it a regular vort.
Vort is not. Unless they do the tanoim.
It's a made up thing. It's just a party. But its origin, is not a party. Its origin is, right? Yeah, the Chassidim didn't do that. Right, they do real tonight.
But they do it by the vart.
Right, so what's a vart? The vart is made of a halachic thing to a vart. The origin is that it was hated in the Dormit in the Bamira. Okay. Tashma. So coming here like this. Kasav Lakoin. So we had a machlokas between. This story is not a riot to Rabbi Yochanan at all. Because we're talking about a different thing. We're talking about Kedushin, which is hated in the Dormit in the Bamira. Right? Let's bring another riot. Tashma. Kasav Lakoin. Shani Chayev Lakha Chamesh Sloim. Let's say a guy says to a Kohen, don't forget, I owe you 5 slayim, Mr. Kohen. So, chayev lutim al chamesh slayim. You have to give 5 slayim. Ubno eno padui. But your son, by the way, is not redeemed. You have to give the Kohen 5 slayim because you promised you owe it to him. But you still not, there's no pidyon aben. So it makes no sense. Right? So, but what do you see from here? Again, it's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. That by words alone, right, just by giving over a shtar, without a kinyan, has force. And it could be enforced. Right? It's as if he said, Atim Eidai. So when a guy says, oh, don't forget, Mr. Cohen, I owe you five slime. You write something down? Yeah, here, I write that down, I owe you here. No Eidim, no nothing, but you owe it. You see, Rabbi Yochanan's right. So the Gemara says, no. Shiny Hasam, it's different over there. Why is it different over there? The Meshubad Le Midoraisa. The Chiyuv to pay a Pidyon Aben is a Doraisa. So therefore what? So therefore what? For some reason, I'm not sure why, for some reason, since it's a Sheba D'Oraisa, Rabbi Yochanan's right. As opposed to what? As opposed to, I promise to pay for your daughter's braces, I promise to pay for your daughter's upkeep, I promise to pay for... that's not D'Oraisa. Ihachi Samai Kasav, so why'd you write it down? The answer is, K'dei Levara Lo Kohen, to give it, I wanted that Kohen. Otherwise, any Kohen it could be. No, but you wrote it down to be Shabbat that Kohen. So why doesn't it work? Why is your son not redeemed? The answer is, it really is, it's a gzera, kid'ula, d'amr'ula, d'var Torah, padui, l'kishayitain. No, on a deraisa level, that would work. If you wrote down a thing, I owe you $5, or I'm going to give you $5 to redeem my son, that would work. However, my time amru b'no eina padui, why doesn't it work? Gzera, shema yomru, podin b'shtaros. Because you don't want anyone to think you can redeem with a shtar. You have to give cash. That's a whole discussion. Can you do pidyon aben with a check? Right? What is a check? Is it the equivalent of money? Is it a shtar? So it's a whole modern shaila. But the point is, we don't want anyone to think it's okay. A real shtar, not a check. A real shtar. We don't want anyone to think that's a valid kinyan. Therefore, we say it's no good. Really, it is good. Because you're going to pay. But we don't want to make a mistake. We say it's no good. Amar Rava. Rava says, Kitanoi. The truth is, it's a machlokas tanoim. Maybe we could say that what Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish are arguing about, we're already arguing about by tanoim. What's going on? It's an arev, which is a cosigner. Hayotze achar chitum shtaros. Let's say after the loan document's already been written, Ruben and Shimon lend money to each other. There's no cosigner. Then someone wakes up, ooh, maybe we should get a cosigner. Levi, want to be the cosigner? Yeah, all right, I'll do that. After the shtar has already been written, so that the halacha is gov b'nei chasim b'nei chorin. You can collect from b'nei chorin.
Which case are we talking about here? The
shtar. A guy will lend the guy $100.
Then I owe you $100.
Exactly, right? And then I thought, you know what? Maybe it's a little bit of a deadbeat. Maybe I'm not going to get paid at the time of the document. I didn't think that. So there's no cos. Now I woke up. Oh, let me get a cosigner. Okay. So Yossi, you want to be a cosigner in case he doesn't pay? I can come to you after the fact. The Rashi says hamalve. Min ha'arev, the malva can go to the arev, v'lo min ha'chasim mishubadim, but not from ha'chasim mishubadim, which in a normal case he would be able to do. Why? Kivan del achar chitam ashtarhu, havelekim milval peh. What is it like? It's like a milval peh. It's not in the document. The document's already been written and signed. What is this? An addendum. So an addendum, what's the halacha? Yeah, you have to pay. The co-signer has to pay, but only because I can collect from the chasim b'nei chorin. Had it been written in the original document, I can go to his Nechasim Mishpatim too. It's his mamash owes me the money.
You're writing it on the document. You're adding
it. So, one second. Rabbi Shmuel, there was once a story like this. V'amar govim min Nechasim B'nei Chorin, and they collected from Nechasim B'nei Chorin, not from Nechasim Mishpatim. Why? No. No, it doesn't say that. V'amar govim min Nechasim B'nei Chorin. You can collect from the Chasam and the Chorin. Why can you collect? Why not from the Chasam and Shabbatim? Because the document's already been signed and sealed.
It was signed.
It was signed already. It was all done. Then the Malva woke up. Ooh, what if he doesn't pay? You know what? Let me find see if I can find a co-signer.
Who says the shtar is not is complete until he?
It's complete. It's complete. No, it's not. No, that's not. That's exactly the chiddush. I'll tell you even more. I'm a lobananas. Ain't a gova lobe no chasim ne chorin. Lobe no chasim ishubadim. You don't collect from anything. Nothing. I'm a lo lama. Why? Said to why? Why? Not even no chasim ne chorin. I'm a lo. Listen to this. Harishay yachonik is chaver b'shok. You're choking the guy in the street. Doesn't mean physically. It means monetarily, right? Umat chaveiro, and somebody else walk. Levi walks by. Vamalo hanachlo, leave him alone. Ani etin lecha. I'll pay you. Is that an obligation?
Yeah, you're making himself an arv.
What? Potter.
Why?
Shalo amanuhu amanasa halvuhu. The money was never lent on Levi's assurances. The money was lent on no assurances. So, what's Levi saying?
He'd say anything he
liked.
He's taking over the debt.
Now, this is what Banana says.
That's right.
The first Tanakh, Rabbi Shmuel said, no, it'll work to collect from Bnei Chorin. What are they arguing about? Aren't they arguing about the exact same thing as what Rabbi Shlachish and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about? It's the exact same thing. Think about it. What are they arguing about? Lema, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you can make a shtar like this, that not signed, but it has validity, da'amar k'Rabbi Shmuel. So it's like Rabbi Shmuel. Virish Lakish, da'amar k'Bananas. And Rish Lakish, who said it's worthless, holds like Bananas, who also said it's worthless. So Gemara says, no, Aliba de Bananas, according to Bananas, kuli alma lo pligi. Nobody argues. What does that mean? Let's look at the last Rashi. Klomar, v'ha shapir kamarta de Rabbi Yochanan k'Rabbi Shmuel v'lo k'Bananas. Even Bananas will say that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rabbi Shmuel. The mode de Rabbi Yochanan, and I'm sorry, we did it again. Klomar, v'ha shapir kamarta de Rabbi Yochanan k'Rabbi Shmuel v'lo k'Bananas. The mode de Rabbi Yochanan de le Bananas pater. Rabbi Yochanan would agree that according to Bananas it's pater. The hashta, but I he said it's not pater. Ma Arev Shibud Daraisahu. But an Arev is a Daraisa Shibud. Where do you get that from? Dichsev, because it says that Yehuda said to his father, Anochi Arivenu. I guarantee that Yosef Shibyan will come back.
Yeah, that's not the difference. The difference is over there is Yaakov agreed.
One second. Kileka Edim Potter. Kolshkein Tiagavna. Right, it's just an idea. It's an idea that Yehuda made an idea. Not a halachic, right, not guaranteeing alone. So really, really, Bananas can say, everyone agrees with me. So how come over there it's different? Over there it's different because it was a Daraisa. So but we said before, a Pidgin Aben, also Daraisa, nobody had a problem with that. But in a regular Drabbanan case, like I promised to support your daughter, that's nothing.
There's no PS in the Shtar, there's no PS in the Bananas.
No. That'll be a new Shtar.
A new
star? That would be considered a new star. No.
Maybe now it's complete. Now that I added, I factored a mark, now it's complete. How do you know it's complete before? Who decides when it's complete? Now I'm saying it's signed.
What do you mean? It's signed.
It's signed.
You can't do that in America also. We signed, and now I'm going to write more things.
Right.
You can't do that.
All right. How about it even come back and sign it?
I said, there's a new star. It's like a new document. That's not what happened here.
No, but that. If they came back after you did the PS, would that be the same star or that would be a new star?
The question would be the chasim mishubadim. So it's probably, I would say it's a new star, right? What's the difference if it's on the same piece of paper or it's on a different piece of paper, right? We have more room. We'll fill it in over here. It's a whole new thing. You got new edim, new signatures. It's a whole new thing.
Same edim doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't make a difference, right? It makes sense.
I don't understand what that means.
Now keep pligi. What's our machlokas over here? Aliba Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan would agree with Rabbi Shmuel. That what? That this kind of chayvus will work. This kind of obligating yourself will work. Whether it's a guy saying it about his stepdaughter or a guy saying, "Oh, I'll pay that loan. I'll be in Arov." Rish Lakish, no. Ad kind lo kam Rabbi Shmuel hasam el deshayech le shibud deraisa over there. The reason why Rabbi Shmuel said that is because it was a Daraisa. It's talking about an Arev. Aval hacha, lo shai hachshi b'du daraisa. But over here, it has nothing to do with daraisa. Therefore, even Rabbi Shmuel would agree with me. So this is not a machlokas tanoim. Okay. Now, getting back to the story about the shirach. Gufa, we said before, Amr of Gidl Marav, kama atinos in libimcha, how much you want to give for your son, kach v'kach, so-and-so, kama atinos in libitcha, what are you giving for your daughter, kach v'kach, so-and-so, amdu v'kidshu, they got up, they made a shirach, chanu, there's a kinyan here, there's no kinyan, it's the equivalent of a kinyan, hein hein advar manitna b'amira, this is the kind of thing that can be written down, that's valid with amira. Amar Rava, mistabra, milsa derav, bebito naira. This makes sense to say it only applies by a naira. Why? The kamati hana liyade. Because the father gets the, whatever the star, whatever the kedushin, whatever the kedushin is, goes to the father. The kesef. The kesef kedushin goes to the father. Avil bogeres, but if she's already an older girl, she keeps it herself. The lo mati hana liyade, lo. Then what does the father get out of this? Nothing. He gets to marry off his daughter,
yeah, exactly.
But he doesn't get any. But doesn't get any hana. He doesn't get any monetary.
That's
we're going to reject this. But this the hachmina doesn't apply. That she's 19 years old doesn't apply, right? Why would there be a kinyan over here? What's the father getting? So we have to something else has to be the equivalent of the kinyan. What is it? The hana.
Well, it's only considered the kona b'amira if he's getting something.
That's the hachmina.
Yeah.
The Elokim. What are you talking about? Amr of Afilu Bogeres, even a Bogeres, the Elo Tema Achi, if you don't say that, so Avi HaBen, Mahana Asil Yadi, the father of the Chasen, what does he get?
He gets zero.
He gets zero. Yet, he's sitting there at the table. Okay. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is, Ela Bahi. What?
And he's promising
also. Yeah. Ela Bahi Hana Dika Mechasni Adadi, the Hana of the Shidduch. Gomri umachni lahadadi. That is the equivalent of a kinyan.
Right.
Just a hana. We made a deal. We made a shidduch.
I got a husband and a
wife. Exactly. Exactly. Good? Very good. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. So, dvarim halalu nitnu li kasev o lo nitnu li kasev. Right? Can they be written down? Should they be written down? Rashi said, In the second skinny line, nitnu chachamim ksivu ladavar imbo lahachtim edim bedvarim halalu shehein below kinyan. What's the story about writing something down which doesn't have to be written down?
What?
No, the chacham. I think it means the chacham require it. It doesn't have to be, but the chacham require it, right? Is that the kasha? Did the chacham require it? Right.
Doesn't seem so.
What?
Doesn't seem
to require it. No. Right, what's the downside, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. A Malay, he told him, lo nitnu li kasev. That written down.
You might use it to collect from the
Chasim. Okay, fine. So don't write it down. A Malay, AC, 1 second, what are you talking about? But in our Mishnah, what did it say? It's a pikhin, if the guy's smart, hayu kosvin, al manas, sha'azim, esbitcha, chamesh shanim, kolzman, sha'at imi. That we wrote, you gotta write it down. That's what our Mishnah said, right? As long as she's with me, write it down. Write it down. That way he can't be obligated if she gets divorced. Or he dies. My Kosvin.
It's actually not being devious. It's being like, something that can be seen.
Yeah,
like,
it's not being devious. Not at all. So, my Kosvin. What does it mean over there? Kosvin? Omrin. It just means to say it. But tak, it's not written down. So, v'karile amira ksiva. So, when we're talking about amira, we write a lashon of ksiva. The funny thing. In yes, vatnan, because we learned hakosev leishto. If somebody writes to his wife, din udvarim ainli binichsayich, I have nothing to do with any of your possessions. Vatani rabchia haomer leishto. He just said that to his wife. He didn't write that down. Sometimes the Mishnah will use a lashon of ksiva, but it doesn't mean writing. It means just to say. So it's not a right that you write any of this down.
You couldn't do that with a ksuva.
What?
You couldn't do a mirror.
No, we're not talking about a ksuva. Correct, correct.
So it's not.
Well, but we did learn that there were places where there was no ksuva, and then it was imposed. Yeah. Right? We did learn such a thing. Such a thing. Tashma.
That's not working throughout Allah. I mean, if I tell you something, is it binding or not? I mean, well, what situations is it binding and what not?
So it's only binding if it's about shidduchim. Right? Otherwise, what else do we allow things to just go by word? Never.
So if I tell you I'm giving you a present, you can think...
If you deny it. Right? Tashma, in Kosvin Shtar Erisin v'Nesuin, you don't write down a Shtar Erisin or a Shtar Nesuin, Elamidas Shnehem, unless they both consent. Habidas Shnehem Kosvin, and if they consent, then you correct that whenever you want. My love, aren't we talking about... My love, aren't we talking about Shtar Pesikta? Isn't this the Tanayim?
Yeah.
No, it's not the Tanayim. It's Shtar Erisin Mamish. It's Mamish Shtar Erisin. What does that mean? Shtar Erisin Mamish? Says Rashi. Shtar Erisin Mamish. Shtar Shemekadesh Boaz Isha. It's the shtar that uses the Kedushin. Harei at mekudeshesli. Kosev b'shtar u'moshela. He writes out a shtar and he gives it to her. V'ashmi'inan d'tzarech lichtov al piha. You have to write it with her consent.
Right.
Kid Rav Papa, the Rav Shravya, the Amri, Kosvu Shlomi Daita in the Mekudeshes. Which is a funny thing. Right? Kid Rav Papa, Rav Shravya, the Itmar.
So how does it, what's the mechanism for the father to give the daughter away?
What do you mean? Torah gives him the right. Torah gives him the right to do that. Let's say a guy writes a Shtar Ketuva, a Shtar Erisin without, on that, it's not Lashma. He writes a Shtar, he keeps it in his pocket, and when he sees a pretty girl, he gives it to her. He didn't write a Lashma. So do you have to write a Lashma? Again, you have to write a Lashma. This has to be Lashma also? The Papa said, yeah. That's a funny thing, never heard that.
Well, assuming you get married with Shtar.
Correct.
But most people don't.
Correct. Correct. Kedar of Papa of Shravid, Itmar, Kasu Lishma, Vishalomi Daita. Okay, so it's a different thing. I know that this is the girl I want to marry, but she doesn't know it. Right? So I write a Lishma, but she has no idea. So, Rabba Ravina, I'm a Mikudeshes, that works. Rav Papa of Shravid, of a Enu Mikudeshes, it doesn't work. Why?
Because she didn't know that.
So what? So what?
Somebody else could be doing the same thing at the same time.
No, so once you give it to her, once she accepts it, she has to accept it. Oh, yeah. Everyone agrees she has to force her to marry you.
Difference.
Well, exactly, what's the difference? Right. So I think Rashi says, do you Rashi says? No. How much do you compare it to a get? Right? Where also, get also is not midaita. Has to be lishma.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. The whole thing's lishma.
When you give kesef, I mean, what does that mean? She accepts it, so she's married. Here too, we give her a shtar. She has to know right the shtar.
That's what her papa said.
Why is that different than any other way you get married? Let's say by kesef. You can't. This doesn't apply by kesef. How would you? She has consent. Like when they minted the, how would that apply?
Right.
She accepts it. She accepts it. He also.
I don't know how the mechanism of kusul or shmav shalom midaita works.
Right, so
people are doing the same thing at the same. Two fathers are doing.
Right, so Rashi and Kedushin. Rashi and Kedushin says the learn that from Ksivas Haget. You can't. Listen to this. By a get, who is the person who?
Father initiating, right?
No, it's the husband.
The husband initiating, right?
And he has to have das.
Right.
So too, by a star, she has to have das. Why is that? Why is that?
How do you go there?
What? Because the baal by a get is the makne, and over here by a kedushin she's the makne. I'm not sure. Okay, Toshma. Let's try to bring another raya. What did it say? It said. Mesu, our Mishnah said, Mesu, what happens if the husband dies? What happened here? The husband promised to pay his stepdaughter, right? And he died. He promised to pay for his stepdaughter's care. And he died. Mesu, so, Binosehen, his own daughter, is Nizonos Minachasim Bnei Chorin. His own daughter will be supported by the assets of the estate. Vihi, but the stepdaughter, Nizonos Minachasim Mishubadim. Why?
He promised her.
Kabbalas Chof. He promised her. Right? So she, in a funny thing, the stepdaughter has more rights than the own daughter. Than his own daughter. Right?
Third party creditor.
Exactly. Right? Now, how do you collect from the Chasim Mishubadim without a star?
You might draw.
You can't.
Didn't he write down?
You can't.
You can't collect there's a shvua.
What? There's no shvua. What kind of shvua?
You go to Beis Din and you swear.
So how does a buyer, now a guy wants to buy land. I want to buy this land free and clear. I want to make sure that no one's going to come back and complain. Hey, that you can't own that. It's owed to me. Who's going to show up? The stepdaughter.
Exactly.
So how did this happen? Obviously, there was a shtar written, right? Which supports who? That supports Rish Lakish, no? So the Gemara says, no. Hacha mayaskinan shekano b'shekano miyado. No, he made a kinyan with her. With who? With his stepdaughter. He made a kinyan. The father, the stepfather and the stepdaughter made a kinyan. Ihachi banos nami. So what about the daughters? It's a funny thing, because they're not alive. When he enters his marriage, his daughter's not alive. He didn't have daughters yet. He has a stepdaughter, so he makes a kinyan with her to guarantee that he'll pay her because he promised to do it. So, but then what about his own daughters? But he didn't just got married. Doesn't have daughters yet. Right?
But maybe he had from a previous marriage.
Oh, the Gemara's going to answer that question. But think about it. He's marrying a woman, Leah. Leah comes into the marriage with a girl. She previously married, she had a daughter. She says, listen, I got to take care of my daughter. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of her. I'll make a kinyan 100%. Now the halacha is, this daughter can collect now the chasam mishabatim.
Stepdaughter,
yeah. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara first answers, what about the own daughter? B'shakana mizu, v'lo shakana mizu. No, he didn't make a kinyan with his own daughter, only with his stepdaughter. Umay paska, what kind of thing is that? Why would he do that? Well, what's up with that? Well, ihi tahave b'shas kinyan, mahani lo kinyan. She was alive at the time of the kinyan, he made a kinyan with her, right? But banos, tahave b'shas kinyan, lo mahani lo kinyan. The daughters were not alive. They weren't here.
He didn't even know he was going to have
daughters. He didn't even born yet. So the Gemara says, but 1 second. Mi lo askinan dahai dahave b'shas kinyan. Can it be that they're also here? How could that be?
How's that?
Yeah. I'll tell you how. Dahechidami, how could that be? Kigon de girsha vahadre. He had divorced his wife, and now he wants to remarry her. They have kids together. They have girls. So he wants to remarry her. So what does he say? She says, oh, I'm only going to remarry on one condition. You take care of my daughter from the first marriage.
She never stayed alive before.
What? Right.
But she's already, but he already has daughters from this marriage.
Correct. So those daughters, no. Right, Rashi says, Milo Askiran. V'chi'i efshar, she'av banos b'shas kinyan. It's possible. How? Kigon shegirsha, he divorced her. V'ahadra, he's remarrying her. V'kasav la hatanayim halalu. And they wrote these conditions. Afilu hachi, tanan stam, b'noseyam nizanas mi b'nei chorin v'lo mishubatim. And still his daughters only can collect from what? B'nei chorin. Why? Why is that? Ella, I'll tell you why. Ihi, because the stepdaughter, the less the b'tanai bestin. She has no recourse with bestin. She has no way to go. She has nothing to do. Right, what do we say? What is Hol Masechta about? Girls will be supported by the beds and will step in, right? Not her. She's not a daughter. She's a stepdaughter. So if he dies, she has no food. Right? Therefore, the wife made sure, you better make sure that my daughter gets paid. My daughter gets taken care of. Because if you die, she has nothing. She'll be living on a park bench. What about your own daughters? The bezin will take care of them. Right? That's a tanai bezin, they get supported.
He made a kinyan in both cases. How do you say this kinyan is valid, this kinyan is not valid? He made a kinyan in both cases.
No.
Lo mahani lo kinyan.
So bezin, ela'i, the last of a tanai bezin, mahani lo kinyan. That's why he made a kinyan. But bonus, but his own daughters, the isnu but tanai bezin.
Lo
mahani lo kinyan. There's no purpose for a kinyan.
No, he made a kinyan, so it doesn't help.
It doesn't mean it doesn't help. It means there's no kinyan.
It's like every Yerusha.
Exactly, it's every Yerusha. So you don't have a kinyan with your own kids.
Exactly.
When you die, your sons have to support your daughters. Oh, exactly. It's a tanai bezdin. What about a stepdaughter? Oh, there's no such provision.
It's like that. You made a kinyan, doesn't help. It's not effective.
Right. There's no such provision like that.
You didn't make a kinyan. Did you make a kinyan with your daughters?
No. Oh, well, no. You don't make a kinyan with your own kids.
I didn't make a kinyan for
my kids. You don't make a kinyan with your own kids?
If you have girls and boys, you might say, I wanted to go to my girls.
What?
You might say... You
so
might
the Gemara is going to make a sort of an idea like that. So the Gemara says, now 1 second. So, migra gara... So the girls lose out because they're girls? Because they're real girls? They're real daughters as opposed to a stepdaughter?
Because they have support in the best.
So the answer is yes.
Welcome to Benoit Shlok.
Right? The answer is yes. So the Gemara says, Ella Binosav Hainu Taima. Now, you know why he didn't make a kinyan with his daughters? I'll tell you why. Kivan de Isnehu B'tanai Bezin. Because since he knows, everybody knows, that girls get supported from the estate. So Amri, Amar, Tsarari, Astasfinu. He provided for them on the side. He provided for them. He gave them a bag of money. Because he knows he has to. His stepdaughter, well, who's she? So the wife knows, hey, I gotta make sure my daughter, I'm only married you on condition you take care of my daughter. He says, fine, I'll do it. Right? All makes sense. Okay.
One annoying question here.
Yeah.
He has one field, and he promised he made a kingdom with his daughter, with his stepdaughter.
Yeah.
What comes first, ksuva to the wife, or the field to the daughter?
I don't remember. We had the, that came up.
You did?
Yeah,
the
I think
stepdaughter that. Stepdaughter and the
in
the
a case where he makes a deal with the stepdaughter, I don't know.
No, it's like a Mishnah. He
yeah, I don't know.
For 5 years.
I don't know. I don't know.
His wife and his wife. Is it ksuva first, or is it his,
from what I understand, the ksuva always came first. Before any other debt.
Yeah.
But this debt, I don't know.
No.
Yeah, didn't we learn that?
No. If you had somebody... What
guy died, and he owed guy $1,000, and he owed his wife. Doesn't the wife get first? Mm-hmm. Didn't we say that? That every time you buy land, it's subject to the ksuva.
And which comes first, though, maybe.
Didn't we learn that?
No.
Yeah, Menachem, does a ksuva take from the husband Shvadin before somebody else?
Yeah, did we learn that?
It goes?
I think so. Anytime you buy land, you have to ask the guy, is the ksuva covered?
Uh-huh.
I think that was when we learned that. Didn't we learn that?
The loan preceded the marriage.
What?
The loan preceded.
Unless the loan preceded the marriage. Yeah. I think, yeah, but anything happened afterwards. Guy wants to buy land. You owe anybody money? No. What about Yiksuva? Oh, don't worry about that. It's covered. Right? Didn't we learn that?
No, it's not sure. So is this
problem? This I don't know.
Is it that?
Because she's making the tonight, so I don't know.
That preceding her marriage.
Anyway, we got to get to the Mishnah because tomorrow's stuff is very long. Okay, here we go. Ready? Now what did we say? We said, let's say there are two husbands. So Lo Yom HaRishon, the first one shouldn't say, what did we say, Lo Yom HaRishon? Right, rather he has to go feed her. Okay, so Amar Rav, right, he can't say, well, when she comes to me, I'll give her food. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to make sure, you have to go to her. Amar Rav Chista, Zos Samaris, you see from here, Bas Eitzel Ima, that a daughter hangs out by her mother. Mimai, how do you know? Mimai de Bigdola Skinan. How do you know? Right, look at Rashi. Amarta Habas Etel Aim. Diktani Lamakom Sheima. Where does he have to go? Where was he going? He's going wherever the mother was. Velokatani Lebeis Achiha. Not where his own sons are. Lamad, you see from here. She came to Adin. She Tagadel Habas Etel Ima. That she lives by her mother. Ubas Hani Zonas Menabonim. Zonas Azab Beis Ima. The Ain Kofanos Alador Etlam. He doesn't have to force them to live over here. Okay? So the Gemara says, Mimai de Begdola Skinan, Dilma Katana Skinan. Maybe she's a Katana. When we show Maisa Shahaya, and there was a Maisa Shahaya where we don't allow young children to live with evil stepbrothers. Ditanya, Misha Mace, if a guy died, Viniach Ben Katan Limo, and left over a stepson. Yarsha Av, Omrim, Yeh God, let's lay him. Let him come live by us. Let him come over here. Why should we pay two rents? Let him come live by us. And the mother says, no, let him stay with me. Right? So, menichin oso etel imo, v'ein menichin oso etel roi liyarsho. We leave him, we let him stay by the mother, we don't make him go live by the stepbrothers. Maisa haya, v'shochto erev, so it's a machlokas, what this abbreviation should be, they killed him. Either it's erev harishon, the first night he got there, or, yeah, some say it means erev Rosh Hashanah, no. I think it's Erev Pesach. The bottom line is they didn't want to split the Yerusha with him,
right?
So they killed him, right? So you know what? Let him stay by the mother. Im Cain.
So what was the case? The father. I don't get what the case was. Who died here?
The father died.
Father died.
He had sons from a first marriage, right, and a son from the second marriage. So he's a half brother. He's the same father.
So not old
as no, because he's living with the new mother.
A stepson to the present wife.
No, it's his real son.
No, a stepson to his present wife.
Right.
Correct.
And she goes home now, or she has to stay? Why doesn't she?
So she's here. Yeah. So the halacha is to have to support her and him.
Yep.
So listen, come live by us. So the son, no. For sure not a daughter. For sure not a daughter. Why? Because they don't like her. They don't want to split the Yerusha with her. They'll kill her. So it's a little extreme, no?
Yeah.
Okay, Im Cain, listening, Lamakom Shehi. It should say, wherever she is, my lamakum she'ima. Why is it specifically the mother? Shemas mina bas etel aim loshna gedola loshna katana. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a gedola or a katana. Where do they live? They live by the mother.
What's the ramification? What was it?
How that they can't say. They have, yeah, but I live across town. All right, every morning I gotta go up to across town and bring me my breakfast.
No, Shemas said that the daughter lives with the mother, and therefore what? What else? That wasn't.
And therefore, you have to support her over there. That by the mother, and you have to pay the rent, and it's extra expenses. There's a big house over here. So we're not stepping foot in that house. Right? Okay. Alright, so should we try to do the, should we try to get to the Mishnah?
He says a little
gather tomorrow.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll start, we'll see how far we get. Lo Yomru Shnayim. So the next part of the Mishnah said, two people came, now she made this deal with two husbands. So two husbands looking at each other and say, what are we both supporting her for? We'll each support her half. No. You promised and you promised, so you have to support her fully. What does that mean? One has to give food and one gives a check. Right? Hahu Gavra, there was a guy, the Ogrele Rechaya Lechavri Letechina. He was renting out his mill to his friend. And he didn't have any money to pay the rent. So he said to him, Lesof Iater. Then what happened was, Reuven was renting out his thing to Shimon, and Shimon was paying Reuven. He wasn't paying him in money. He didn't have money to rent. He paid him. He did his grinding for him. That was the payment. I'll grind your stuff for free. Then what happened was, Reuven got rich, and he bought his own mill and his own donkey, and he doesn't need Shimon anymore. So Zabin Rechaya V'chamra. He bought his own mill and he bought a donkey. So Amalei, they tell Shimon, Ado Idna, until now, have it gabach. You were able to grind for me. Hashta, Havli Agra. So now pay me rent. I don't need that anymore from you. Pay me the rent. Amalei, Mitchan Tachirin Allah. Let me keep, I don't have any money. Let me keep on grinding for you. So Savar Ravina Lameimar, Hainu Masnisan. Ravina thought it's exactly the same thing as our Mishnah. What's our Mishnah say? Lo Yom Rishnaim Hare Anu Zanan Osaka Echad. You can't say the two husbands are going to say, well, I'll pay 50% of her food, and you pay 50%. Ella Echad Zona, Vechad Nosan La Dameim Zonos. One has to feed her, and the other one has to give her a check for the Dameim Zonos. In other words, she gets both. So too over here. So too over here. What should we say over here? Right? So too over here, right?
Same thing, you should get money.
What?
You should get money.
You should continue taking from two. Right?
Exactly, so now he has to give money.
The cases are very different.
So Amalei, one sec, only Ravira, no, me dummy, they're not the same. Hasam, Chad Kreis, Islay, Trey Kreis, Lessa. How much can she eat already?
Right.
So of course you have to give her a check. How much? One stomach she has. Hacha, but over here, Mati Amalei, the renter, Shimon, could say, Tachin v'zavin v'tachin v'osif. Say, you don't need me to, so sell what I do for you. Sell what I do for you. Why do you have to be so shenachshon? What's the difference? I don't have money, but I have time. So I'll do the grinding and sell it. V'lo amaron, that's only true, el delesle techina lerechaya. If he doesn't, I'm not sure what that means exactly. He doesn't have time?
Enough work. Sufficient willing for a full
time. It's techina lerechaya, but if he does have enough, So not saying yes is cruel. You don't lose and you don't gain zen and zen al chasa. So why not? Why not do the guy the favor? Why have to be such a rasha?
Don't do favors.
What?
Don't do favors.
So okay. So we stop here and we'll tomorrow. Tomorrow's a fascinating daf, very interesting daf. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.